Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 106 for the week of February 9th, 2009. In National Association for Surface Finishing News, the 10th Annual Bright Design Challenge kicked off at the College for Creative Studies in Detroit, Michigan on February 4th. The Bright Design Challenge was created to help promote electroplated bright and alternative finishes in various industries and to educate future designers on the processes responsible for creating the look, feel, and performance of these finishes. This year, the Bright Design Challenge is officially co-sponsored by Ford and Harley-Davidson. In this year's project, NASF's Harley F-150 Midnight Challenge, students will be tasked with the redesign of a concept 2012 Ford F-150 Harley-Davidson Edition featuring Midnight Chrome as a prominent design feature. In the process, the class will learn about the basics of electroplating and surface finishing, review plated samples such as nickel chrome, satin nickel, and midnight chrome, and other alternative finishes, and learn to render these finishes in their final designs. Bright Design Challenge scholarship awards for the first, second, and third place finishes will be provided courtesy of the NASF. For more information about the Bright Design Challenge, please visit the NASF website at www.nasf.org. Here's the calendar of events through the end of February. On February 8th through the 12th, the NASF Management Conference will take place at Westin Aruba Resort in Aruba. On February 10th, the Mid-Tennessee branch of the AESF will take a plant tour of Advanced Plating Company, followed by dinner at the Gerst House Restaurant in Nashville, Tennessee. On February 11th, the Seattle Puget Sound branch of the AESF will have their monthly dinner meeting at Barnaby's Restaurant in Tukwila, Washington. Also on February 11th, there will be a joint LA-Orange County branch of the NASF dinner meeting at Holiday Inn at La Mirada in La Mirada, California. Speaker will be Dr. Ken Newby of Adotech on the present hexavalent environmental status, new alternative products, and what might be expected from Washington in the next year or two. On February 12th, the Grand Rapids branch of the NASF will have a dinner meeting at Safey's Restaurant in Grand Rapids, Michigan. On February 15th through the 18th, PACE 2009, the Paint and Coatings Expo, will take place at New Orleans Convention Center in New Orleans, Louisiana. On February 16th, Flap Peening Workshop, organized by Metal Finishing News and sponsored by 3M, will take place in Neuss, Germany. On February 16th through the 20th, the Waterborne Symposium, Advances in Sustainable Coatings Technology, sponsored by the School of Polymers and High Performance Materials and Southern Society for Coatings Technology, will take place at New Orleans Marriott at the Convention Center in New Orleans, Louisiana. On February 17th and 18th, Radtech UVEB West 2009 will take place at Sheraton Gateway Hotel in Los Angeles, California. On February 19th, a joint MAMF-AESF meeting will take place at Maggiano's in Hackensack, New Jersey. Guest speaker will be Sean McDonald on effective steps to outlast and outperform your competition. On February 19th through the 21st, AESF Foundation Aluminum Finishing Technology course will take place in Orlando, Florida. On February 24th, the Metal Finishing Association of Southern California will have their Supplier Showcase 2009 at Quiet Canyon in Montebello, California. On February 24th and 25th, the second International Zinc Oxide Conference, organized by the International Zinc Association, will take place at Rancho Las Palmas in Rancho Mirage, California. And on February 26th, the Metal Finishing Association of Northern California will have their Vendor Showcase 2009 at Wyndham Hotel in San Jose, California. And for more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.